If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Greene County Tech 16-8. Martin dribbles on the right side, throws it up top to Gilbert. Now back over to Martin. Tech once again in a man-to-man. Martin dribbles up to the top, gives it to Penn near the right elbow. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing, throws it up top to Penn. Penn thought about three, now instead throws it back to Gilbert. Now down to Yates on the low block. She's going up for the layup, off the glass, and in. Addison Yates with 3 points, 16-10. Tech leading it as we are 37 seconds into the second quarter. Ball goes over to Pritchard on the right side. Up top to Carly DeHart, who checked in between quarters. Her three-pointer will not go. Mountain Home gets the rebound. Here's Martin back the other way. Her pass was mishandled by Penn and stolen by Tech. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. Here is Pritchard back the other way for the Lady Eagles. Throwing it to Justice, who's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but drew plenty of contact, and so she'll head to the free throw line with 7:01 left of the first half. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Brooke Justice at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 7:01 left. First free throw rolls around and goes in. Anna Grace Foreman and Peyton Husky checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert and Leah Jackson. So one more free throw coming for Justice. Second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 2 points. 18-10, Tech leading it with 7:01 left of the half. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. Another press for Tech. His own press. Here is Husky with it now. She'll get it across the timeline. Has the ball on the right side. Gets it to Martin to avoid the double team. Martin dribbles up to the top. Now ball goes over. She goes over to the left side, going into the lane for a layup. No good. Offense rebound for Foreman. She couldn't get the foul to go, but she drew contact, and so she'll head to the charity stripe. Sabrina Kellen picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number six against the Lady Eagles. Next one, we'll put Mounts on with the bonus. Now this is going to be a two-shot opportunity for Anna Grace Foreman with 6:41 left. First free throw, in and out, no good. One more free throw for Foreman. Second shot is nothing but net. She now has 3 points. 18-11, the Lady Eagles leading it. 6:39 left of the half. Here is DeHart taking the pass into the front court as they break the Mountain Home press. Pritchard has the ball on the right side. Now up top to DeHart. Back over to Pritchard on the right. Ray Pritchard going into lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Penn. She'll get it out to Martin, and back comes Mountain Home. Martin dribbles into the front court. Throws over to Husky near the left corner. Finds Penn at the free throw line. Her jumper is up, no good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She gets it back up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 5 points. That cuts the Tech's lead back to five. 6:04 left of the half. Here's Justice into the front court. Finds Noel on the right side. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound fought for by Foreman and Martin. And so it gets knocked right to Pritchard. Now she gets it to Kellett, who puts up the jumper. Off the glass, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Tech's basketball with 5:51 left of the first half. Lady Eagles leading 18-13. Justice will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it in to Pritchard on the right side. She drills up to the top. Over on the right side now goes to Justice. Up top to Noel. Noel drills to the right elbow, throws it on the wing to DeHart. DeHart throws it up top to Pritchard now. Over 5.5 minutes left to the half. Pritchard dribbles to the left wing. Now goes back up top. Gives it there to Justice. Justice will throw it to DeHart on the left wing. DeHart dribbles up between the circles, gives it to Justice on the left side. Now Justice dribbling down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Good. Brooke Justice with 4 points now. 20-13. Tech leading it. 5:08 left of the first half. It looks like a foul is going to be called away from the ball on the Lady Eagles. Sabrina Kellett picks up her second personal foul, and that does put Mountain Home in the bonus. So 1-1 coming up for the Lady Bombers. Brooke Barnes, Shelby Adams, and Tiffany Gramling all checking back in for Tech, replacing Carly DeHart, Brooke Justice, and Elizabeth Knoll. 5:06 left of the first half, as it'll be Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. So far, she's 1 of 2 with 5 points. Foreman's first free throw is up. Good. So she does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Foreman. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 7 points on the night for Foreman. 20-15, Tech leading it. A little over 5 minutes left this first half. Barnes will walk the ball into the front court for Tech. Barnes drills to the right wing. Throws it up top to Gramling. Over to Pritchard now. Now back to Gramling on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Kellett. And she'll give it to Pritchard on the low block. Now she's going to dribble out to the wing. Throws it up top to Barnes. Barnes takes the screen, thought about the three. Now she'll throw it to Pritchard on the right side. Kate Gilbert will check in from Mountain Home with the next available time. Pritchard dribbles up between the circles. Now throws it over on the left side to Adams. Adams will give it up top to Barnes. Over to Kellett on the right. Now the ball goes down to Adams just outside the lane. Her jumper, no good. Rebound, scramble for, and it's going to be fouled, called on Tech. On the Gramling gets called for her third foul. She went for the ball and ended up getting a little too much contacting Addison Yates a little bit too much. That is Grambling's third personal foul. Team found number 8, so she's going to head right back to the bench and be replaced by Brooke Justice. So Addison Yates is going to be at the free throw line for the 1-1. She is 1 of 2 from the free throw line so far with 3 points. She gets the first one here and earns a bonus. So if she gets this next one, it'll be back to a one-possession game. Second shot for Yates. No good. She gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by Justice. Back comes Tech. Justice quickly into the front court, has the ball on the right side. Now she's being double-teamed. Now throws it up top to Kellett. Now Pritchard has it over on the left side to Barnes. Barnes going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And a rebound and over-the-back foul is going to be called on Sabrina Kellett. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Tech. So this will be the last 1-1 of the half for Mountain Home. Kellett's going to sit down with her third foul, being replaced by Elizabeth Knoll. 3:58 left to play in the first half as Anna Grace Foreman will go back to the free throw line for the 1-1. She is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe so far with 7 points. First free throw is up. Well, she did hit the free throw, but they're going to wave it off. They're going to call lane violation against Mountain Home. Someone stepped into the lane a little before she released it. So that's going to give the ball back to Tech. And that free throw will not count. Here now, Mountain Home's going with his own press. And to avoid a 10-second count, Matt Dean is going to call a timeout from the Tech sideline. So we will break with 3:47 left to play of the first half. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 20-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Tech taking the timeout to avoid the 10-second count. So now they're going to inbound from the near sideline, right from their own bench. Barnes takes the inbound pass from Pritchard, and she'll get it across the half-court stripe. Ball goes over to Pritchard on the right side. Now back up top to Barnes. 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Barnes takes the screen, now throws it up top to Pritchard. Now Pritchard drills to the right wing. Now goes back top to the top. Throws it to Justice on the left side. Justice going down towards the lane. Gives it to Knoll just outside the lane. Her jumper will not go. Scramble from rebound. Controlled by Yates. And now Mount Home's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 3:11 left to play in the first half. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 20-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Mountain Home taking the timeout. Tech now switching to a 2-3 zone. Here's Gilbert with the ball up the top. Throws it to Yates near the free throw line. Her jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Pritchard. And back on the Lady Eagles. Here is Pritchard throwing it up top to Barnes. She'll take the screen from Adams. Throws it on the left side to Justice. Leah Jackson will check in for the Mountain Home the next available time. Ball goes to the right elbow to Knoll. She's going into the lane for the layup, and she's going to be fouled by Foreman. I don't know if they're going to, I think they're going to call that on the floor before the shot attempt. That is Foreman's second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. 2:35 left to play in the first half. Leah Jackson checking in for Mountain Home, replacing. Well, someone needs to go out of the floor. Anna Grace Foreman checking in, being replaced by Kyra Penn. And now, so Jackson's going to be replacing Kate Gilbert. So Barnes will inbound it for Tech. She gets it to Knoll up at the top. Throws it to Pritchard, who will set the offense. Pritchard drills to the right side. Now is going down towards a low block. Into the lane. Dribbles out to the left wing. Gets it there to Justice. Justice will throw it to Adams on the low block. Her layup goes in. Shelby Adams with 8 points. 22-16. Tech leading it with 2:13 left of the half. Martin brings the ball into the front court. Tech once again in a 2-3 zone defense. Ball goes over to Husky on the left side. Now up top to Martin. Finds Gates at the free throw line. She's going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but drew plenty of contact. Now she'll head to the charity stripe with exactly 2 minutes left of the half. Brooke Justice picks up her first personal foul. Mountain Home is now in the double bonus for the rest of this half. Ashton Yates at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 4 with 4 points. This is the first free throw here. One more free throw for Yates, and this one rolls around, will not go. She misses both. Offensive rebound from Martin. She'll dribble out to the left wing. Gives it to Husky. Over to Jackson on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with the three-pointer. She now has 6 points, and that makes it a one-possession game. 22-19, the Lady Eagles leading it with 1:43 left of the half. Here's Barnes into the front court. Takes the screen, drills to the left elbow, loses the handle of the ball. Yates comes up with a steal, turnover against Tech. She gets into the front court to Martin, who's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And now she'll head to the free throw line with 1:32 left of the half. That foul is on Elizabeth Knoll, her second personal foul. Again, Mountain Home already in the double bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless because that wasn't the act of shooting. Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. One more free throw coming up for Emma Martin. Her second shot is up. She gets second. She's 1 of 2 on that trip. She now has 1 point, and that cuts Tech's lead down to 2. 22-20 our score. Minute and a half left. Here is Barnes into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Justice. Now ball goes over on the right side to Barnes. Up top to Pritchard. Pritchard gives it back to Barnes. She dribbles up between the circles. Drills over to the left side. Gets there to Justice. Justice dribbles just outside the lane. Gets it to Pritchard on the right wing. Pritchard going down towards the lane. Now gives it up top to Barnes. Barnes takes a screen from Knoll. Throws over to Justice on the left side. Justice takes a screen. Gives it to Knoll in the right corner. Up back on the wing goes to Pritchard. 55 seconds left to play in the half. Barnes has up top. Mount Tom still in a man-to-man defense. Barnes will give it to Pritchard on the left. 42 seconds. I don't know if Tex is going to try to hold for the last shot of the period, or the half, well, either one. Here is Pritchard dribbling between circles, gives it to Justice now. 33 seconds left. Justice dribbles towards the three-point line, now gives up top to Barnes. Over on the left side goes to Adams, down near the corner to Justice. Now Barnes has it, and now she's going to be fouled by Leah Jackson. Jackson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. She's going to take a seat, being replaced by Kate Gilbert. And for Tech, Hannah Foster checking in for the first time tonight as Elizabeth Noel will take a seat. Exactly 23 seconds left on the clock as Barnes takes an inbound pass from the far sideline. Dribbles between the circles, now goes over to the right side. Ball goes up top to Adams. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Shelby Adams now double figures with 11 points, 25-20. Tech leading 8 seconds left. Gilbert gives it to Husky. She gets it across the timeline. 5 seconds. Husky's going to try a running three-pointer. Before the buzzer, she banks it in. Oh, man. So with that three-pointer, we'll cut Tech's lead back to 2 as both teams will head into the locker room. We've reached halftime. Our score at the break, Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 25-23. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 4th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.